When you give a tip in a bar or restaurant, do you expect the money to end in the hand of the person who's serving you? That isn't always the case. Now, there's legislation going through Parliament which will ensure that the workers get more of the tips. I want to speak to Neil Moore from the Unite Union. Neil, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Neil, just explain what the situation is regarding staff who would be entitled to a tip or who might be in an environment where tips are common practice and how much of the money they actually get. Well, what's it like generally across the UK at the moment?
So I think the situation in Northern Ireland is a bit different than the situation in Britain. What you have across there is large high street chains, you know, who have almost made this a systematic thing of deducting staff's tips, keeping the tips that people would leave on the card. And that's very much what this legislation has been focused on. It's going through Westminster. On that, after years of campaigning from Unite and hospitality workers on this issue. But actually, I think there's much more of an issue here with people obviously leaving a tip behind because they're getting good service in a bar, they're being well looked after. And the reality is, a lot of the time, that full tip or all of the tips not going to the staff. Quite often, staff are having to pay out of their tips out of their own pockets whenever customers walk out and pay the bill. They're having their tips deducted for admin fees, for breakages, or particularly, which is commonplace every day in a lot of bars, hotels and restaurants across the north, that they're being made to pay for till shortages, which mightn't even be the worker's fault that you've paid a tip for.
Gosh, you paint a gloomy picture of being a member of staff in a pub or restaurant. Number one, some of them aren't getting the tips. The establishment's keeping it. Number two, if you get a runner, the person leaves without paying. It's the floor staff that have to pay the bill. And if something gets broken, they have to pay the bill as well. You make the employer sound like as if they're out of a Dickensian novel.
Well, that's it. Unfortunately, the problem with this is it's become so common. It's not happening everywhere. For years, and I'm still a hospitality worker part-time myself, and where I'm working at the moment, this certainly isn't the case. You know, we will get fair whack-up for the service charge and our full tips. But unfortunately, everywhere from small family-run pubs to big chain coffee shops, staff are having to pay out of their own pocket. And I think this legislation that's coming through Parliament, it's obviously not going to extend to Northern Ireland. It's a devolved matter, employment law. And obviously, our local politicians aren't likely to do anything soon on this issue. So we really want to make the appeal to staff that actually a lot of these practices are illegal. Some employers believe that they're operating in a grey area. A lot of the other practices are a grey area and probably are legal, but it's totally immoral, you know, and we would say it actually equates in some instances to theft, you know, because if you as a customer leave a fiver tip or a tenner tip on a table, you expect that's going to the staff, but quite a lot of the time that's going to the house to make up for shortcomings or whatever mistakes are happening and not going to the staff to reward them for their good service.
Yeah, if I see in a restaurant service charge and you're putting in the card, you see the service charge as a tip, but could it be argued that the house is basically saying, no, the service charge is an additional tariff that we're expecting you to pay? It is optional, but we expect you to pay it towards the house as opposed to towards the individual who carried you down the food.
Yes. So legally where we stand at the moment is if it's a cash tip and it goes directly to the staff, that legally belongs to them. Card tips and service charges or admin fees, on the other hand, are legally the property of the house, of the business. Some businesses choose to share those amongst the staff, and they all have different policies on that. Now, Hospitality Ulster, they were on the radio about this yesterday, are advocating for a more transparent system, you know, where you get your bill, you find out where the service charge is going to, or it says that in the menu. We'd be completely in support of that. But actually, the real issue that we want to highlight is the much darker side of this, whenever people are leaving a cash tip. And I think a lot of people are a lot more aware of kind of some of the card tip and the service charge scams that are going about where the house is taking the whole whack. So people do consciously tip in cash, but we're actually still finding that hard working hospitality workers are having their cash tips deducted as well, which is unfair and actually in some cases illegal. So our advice to people would be, if you're in enjoying yourself in a bar, hotel or restaurant, ask the staff, are you getting the full amount of the tip? Make sure you tell them that it's for them and you don't want to go into the house. And also, service charges are discretionary. So if you're not sure or you're not confident that service charge is going to the staff, you can ask for the service charge to be removed from the bill and just be, you know, obviously be dead on about it. Let the member of staff know that you'd rather tip in cash, and more than likely you'll have that service charge removed, and you can be sure that the money's going to the staff and not going to the house.
And finally, you sometimes tip and you get the sense that the money is going into a little central pot and being divided among all the staff, all the floor staff, bar staff and the chefs. So is that an acceptable system as long as it's equally divided among all the staff?
Yeah, so like what we fight for, and we would bring hospitality workers, particularly in Belfast, together, you know, on a monthly basis, and we would talk about this quite a lot. And very much what staff want is they want the decision on what happens with their tips. So some places will agree to stick it in a pot and they'll split it up at the end of the week or the end of the month. Other places will split it up at the end of the day. Other places have a system where maybe the chefs get a smaller percentage than the staff who are doing all the service work front of house. So it really varies place by place. But the point that we make is it should be the staff that actually decide that and come together. You know, they're a team and they should decide how the tips that come in are split up, not a boss that's going to take off, you know, 20 quid because the till's down every night or whatever. And, you know, these things do happen. You know, people do walk out sometimes intentionally, but sometimes unintentionally, and then that's coming out of somebody's pocket.
Yeah, I never thought that the money would come out of the waiter or waitress's wages if someone did a runner. I always thought the house took the hit on that. Neil, some interesting insights into the tipping game. Thanks for coming on. Neil Moore is from the Unite Union. Have you been tipped recently yourself? Were the punters generous? Did you get to keep it all, or is the establishment taking it to help pay the bills? Do you pool it at the end of the night and divide it equally among everyone? That's a bit of a disadvantage to, you know, a flamboyant, pleasant, cheery, welcoming waiter or waitress. You know, some of them that have the skill just to be really good at their job and who will probably get more money than the others who've maybe have a long face and a bit of grumpiness. So when I tip, it's always down to the personality of the person. Do they have, you know, a warm welcome as you come to the table? Do they make the effort? But if they're dropping the plates from, you know, you know, dropping the plates onto the table as opposed to setting them on the table, that narrows my amount down to practically nothing. You have to have good manners. And if you have good manners and you've got a big welcome, you've got a big smile and you've got a bit of charisma, you'll get plenty out of me and the likes of me. But does it go to you, or might the grumpy one get something too? 0289033105. I think Andy is in the game. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, Frank. Good talking to you. I've talked to you before on one occasion or two.
Thanks for coming back to us, Andy. Thank you. Are you a member of staff, or do you run a restaurant?
We have three restaurants in the town. I'll tell mention them if you want. They're well known.
Fire away. Tell us where you are.
Blinkers in Bridge Street, well known. Strikes in Bridge Street, well known. And Cafe Uno in Lombard Street. And this covers exactly what you were saying. I remember years ago, I'm in the game all my life, I'll not tell you how many years that is, right? And I remember going to, and somebody saying, but the staff, the owners take the tips, and I wouldn't believe them. Apparently it's still quite common. Now we have the three places, and they'll cover your broad board. The waitresses, whatever they're given, it's given to them. If it's left at the till, the girls called over, Susan or Mary, whatever, and say, there, that's what you want, fat gentleman left it for you there. Which is the way it should be, okay? That's on two of them. In the one in Cafe Uno, we have a bowl that sits at the wee, it's self-service. That's a different matter, you see. Mm-hmm. Self-service is a bowl that sits at the till. And it's just written on it, just staff tips. And every halfpenny goes into that is divided among the whole staff. that's your kitchen staff, your dishwasher, your ordinary, and that's the way it's done, and that's the way it should be done, and
Is it not a disadvantage, Andy? Is it not a disadvantage to the chef or the dishwasher if you have the Susan and Mary style in the other two restaurants where the flamboyant, classy girl or fella out front gets all the tips?
I'll hold my hand up. That's the way it usually works in restaurants where the floor staff, you have a floor staff and a kitchen staff. Now, if it comes to dues and stuff like that, maybe over Christmas, there's a few pounds thrown in among them, you know what I mean?
Yeah, they got a
tip. But that's what you're talking about.
But does that come from the owner or does that come from the punters?
It could be both, to be quite honest with you, you know, at times. You know,
and when you're employing someone, do you allow for the tips they might be getting when you're structuring the wages, or does everyone get the same wages?
No, right, I'll finish. Tips are a personal matter, and that works both ways. I can answer your question in one sentence. You know, tips works. No, it's nothing to do with their wages whatsoever. And a lot of places do that too, pull it and then work it into the wages.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to ensure that it doesn't happen. The unions are hoping that isn't going to happen in the future. Legislation coming in across the water to prevent it from happening. But here in Northern Ireland, of course, we don't have an executive. Andy, just one final point. Are people who drop into your three outlets, are they generous with the tips?
Some of them are very, very generous, believe it or not. You know, in a self-service, and we self-service place in Lombard Street, it's well known. Cafe, you know, used to be the upper crust, you know. I mean, we've saw people coming up there that have, what you are talking about, that was great service, and that whoever's at the till, and that runs the place, okay, so the daughter that owns it, okay. And walking up to that and saying, that was lovely, that was, and maybe throwing a fiver, and that's in self-service.
Yeah, they just like the pleasant welcome.
Off the staff, that's what it's, you've hit on that before I came on, sorry. That's all about the staff.
Yeah, you see, you can't put a price on that. That's what makes or breaks a shop or a restaurant or any form of hotel reception for me, is the welcome, is the warmth of the smile and the greeting.
You're talking to the wrong man. I'm not going to mention any other hotels or restaurants. I've been in some very big hotels and I wouldn't have left them sixpence on the plate. And that's being honest. You know,
No, I get you, Andy. I really do. Listen, continued success with the three outlets. Thanks very much for the running commentary on being an employer. And I think a lot of staff would like to have Andy in charge, because what you're given, you get.